Okay, so the music that you just heard is a very uplifting song that is often played within what's called a positive prime. I'm Marla Williams, and I'm excited to have you here today on Lift Your Spirits Radio to meet my guest all the way from Australia, Kim Serafini. And let me tell you a little bit about her. She is the creator of an online program called Positive Prime that is changing lives across the world. She's an executive coach, a much loved advisor. She's made such a difference in so many people's lives. And she interviews and involves really amazing people from around the world, helping bring positive priming to the world. And you're going to learn more about what that means. But in essence, what it's done for me and many of my clients is it actually impacts how you feel each day. It helps you make a personal and professional transformation within the moment when you're listening to this positive prime. So I am more than thrilled to introduce to you Kim Serafini. Thank you for getting up at the crack of dawn, 4:30 in the morning, Australia time, to join me on the show today.
Good morning, or good afternoon for those people who are on the East Coast. Good evening to those people who might actually watch this or listen to this in Europe.
Yeah.
It is a delight to be here, a real honor, privilege, and pleasure. And we're going to have just the most beautiful conversation that will leave everybody with their spirits uplifted. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Marla. Yes. I'm so excited for this.
And I love that you started it that way because Kim is known as the queen of gratitude. She is so grateful for every person she meets, every moment in each day. And that really is what starts to transform lives. When a person can be coming from a place of feeling good and being grateful for everything around them, they start to feel better more of the time. So we're going to start today's story by, I want to hear your story and what led you to create Positive Prime. What was it that inspired you to create this program that's taking the world by storm?
Well, we need a couple of hours together. So let me give you the very short version.
Okay.
You know, I was the kind of person who was super fortunate, blessed, and lucky to go to a great college, or we call it a university. I'd had really rather a beautiful and perfect upbringing. Mm-hmm. You know, I was one of those children who was born into a family and I was loved. And I wish that for everybody, actually.
Yeah.
And I actually had a paradise as a backyard. So imagine this, I'm a little girl, I'm white, but I'm in Papua New Guinea, which is on the equator, north of Australia. And a lot of people think of those kinds of people as the Fijians or the Samoans or the Tongans, these fuzzy wuzzy angels, as was commonly referred 45, 55, 65 years ago. Anyway, palm trees and these images that you would have in your mind about Bora Bora or Tahiti, you know, that was actually home for me.
Wow.
And I have a feeling it had a very profound impact.
Yeah, no doubt.
I was peaceful. I actually lived in a society that was subsistence living. That's what role modeled to me.
Yes.
Simplicity.
Yes.
Generosity. Laughter. A very earthy, down-to-earthness.
Yeah.
The people there were genuine and sincere because there was nothing else other than just being. Mm. Now, how does that translate some 50 years later? A positive prime session is designed for you to actually sit back, play, and enjoy. And in the experience, it's like an open eye meditation with 1,000 flashcards or frames, spectacular photographs, images that are emotionally evocative. It's designed to put you back into a state of peace.
Yes.
And as we actually become more peaceful, lots of beautiful chemical cocktails are created inside our body that are very healthy and healing. And so there could be harmony, which would otherwise be too far from our reach if we didn't actually have a tool like this that causes it within us. And I'll tell you, there's a very special formula to the images, because it's not just any images. So we'll go into that. But what really led me to create this thing? Well, because it's not just any images, it's statements as well. It's these words that you see flashing past you, flowing over and through you, that satiate and saturate you. And as you're reading these statements, some people think of them as affirmations or affirmations or incantations, if you're a Tony Robbins fan, or self-fulfilling prophecies written as these very positive, empowering statements. Well, I was the kind of person who went to lots of personal development and self-improvement and spiritual retreats, particularly 20, 25, 30 years ago. And I was enamored with becoming the very best I could possibly be. But here's the truth. The more I didn't apply what I was learning from the gurus, the worse I felt about myself. And so in this pursuit of improving everything about me, what I noticed was it was like, you know, in school, and I went to a very strict church school run by nuns, lots of red pen all over my papers, and this is what you got wrong, and this is what is wrong with you. And so what actually happens, I believe, is that when we're not being this perfect version of ourselves, we beat ourselves up, we criticize ourselves, we're actually in sabotage. And so I decided to create something that would really work on me, that would get me out of that. And so I would have a cheerleader instead of a critic inside of my mind. And so long as I viewed a positive prime session and I was relaxed in doing so, and so long as I actually incorporated all of these aspects from the fields of positive psychology and neuroscience, I knew I could essentially completely recreate my self-talk. I could read the statements and I could actually have a different conversation with myself that was more enriching, that allowed me to actually just feel complete and whole and perfect and divine. And so that is actually a Genesis story I've not really told much like that before.
Yeah. And I absolutely love that, because really what you learn from living in peace as a child, then getting into that kind of crazed business life where you're pushing and striving all the time and trying to be your best, where oftentimes when you're in that mode, you're not taking time to step back and breathe and take care of yourself. And for you to see it and to realize the power of what you experienced in your childhood in your now professional life, and then have the foresight to take that peace, that happiness, that being state, and start to help other people experience that same magic is just wonderful. And it parallels with my story somewhat, because I was lived up in a not quite as amazing place as you, but I lived on a lake. And had really amazing days playing in the woods, just letting the days go by. There wasn't pressures. It was very peaceful. And that's where I was happiest. And what I found when I was in college, when I started to get stressed, I'd go to the beach because that was my happy place, right? That's where I found that peace and comfort. And I journal and I do all types of things. Well, then later in my corporate career, when I kept getting stressed and stress-related diseases, it was finally a wake-up call for me to realize I had to build into my life the visuals, the feelings, the words, the time for me, which is what Positive Prime does. If I can't get out, if it's stormy out and I can't get out to be on the beach, I can turn on Positive Prime and get the same type of endorphins and things that pick me up and make me feel wonderful. So what you have brought to the world, Kim, and that I just love and promote and want everybody, I want to just stand on the top of buildings and shout out, listen to Positive Prime, you're going to feel better, is amazing. You know, it just takes people from feeling stuck in their head or feeling stress or pressure of the job and starts their day out on a softer, lighter note, on a place where you just kind of feel picked up and ready for the day. And here's the best part. you have worked with Sean Anker, who is the kind of the guru of happiness in the world, right? And I believe it was his team that actually did a scientific study that showed that if you listen to Positive Prime for like 3 to 5 minutes, I mean, all we're asking for is like minutes of your day, that it actually picks you up for 6 to 8 hours. Is that correct?
Absolutely is. And in science, that's actually quite a long-term effect, which quite frankly is a phenomenal statement. It's a remarkable thing to say. There are lots of interventions out there that have impacts that last only 15 minutes or 4 hours. You can think of, you know, paracetamol. They say take one every 4 hours because actually the effects wear off. Mm-hmm. And so it's like brushing your teeth twice a day. Mm-hmm. For me, Positive Prime is a twice a day thing at least. Right. And it's only 3 minutes. So let's dive into how it actually changes you from a biochemical point of view with respect to your brain, your mind and your heart, shall we?
I would absolutely love that. Yes.
Okay. So for those of you who are listening, a quick sidebar is I actually graduated from business school. I'm Australian, as you can hear by my accent, and I went to go and make it in the world. I wanted to climb to the top of the corporate ladder in London or New York. And so off I set across to the other side of the world. And I sit here saying, wow, I achieved way more than I could have ever expected. And I had extraordinary mentors. And I was employed by a management consultancy, a very, very special firm that at the time in the United Kingdom, out of the FTSE top 50, 35 mergers were actually happening of the top 50 companies. And I was involved in most of them, whether that was the merger of Astra and Zeneca, or it was the merger of PricewaterhouseCoopers LibRand that became PwC. And so I literally dove into the deep end. And had I not been so incredibly fascinated by what makes us tick, I don't think I would have survived that actual role. But what it means is that I come to this as a change management specialist. And how is it that we actually get ourselves to transform, and how could that be enduring? Actually, how does it last? And how do you make sure that in that permanent change, it's actually a positive change? Because there are lots of people who make changes that are negative, right?
Yeah.
So I also know what it's like to lead teams of thousands of people in the corporate world, as does Marla. And I know that when you're rushing back before 2019, which highly likely is going to happen again within the next couple of years, mm-hmm. you're rushing between a town car and an airport and a boardroom, and you're hardly ever seeing nature.
Right.
Well, there's great research that suggests that if I show you some photographs of tree canopy, we can actually have your immune system influenced such that it improves just by the very fact that your eyes process a photo of green. Now, it's actually an astounding thing for me to tell you. Now, they've done lots of expansions on this research about patients in hospitals. They recover faster after surgery if you actually give them a window view where they can see some trees. We are beautiful beings of this earth, right?
Yeah.
And we need to connect with nature. We are nature. And so that's actually a really important aspect of our formula for the choice of photographs that we choose. And I can tell you about 17 others, if you like.
Yeah. So I just want to touch on this for a minute, because one of the big things as a coach that I encourage every client, whether I'm business, career, or life coaching them, I'm sending them outside to be in nature. Because that actually, the physical act of being in nature reboots your system, and it lowers your blood pressure, has all kinds of phenomenal effects. But she is right. There are studies that show if it's too cold or too snowy, you don't even have to get into nature. You can watch the pictures, the photos, and they're beautiful, high quality photos on Positive Prime. And that also will have a positive effect on your health and your well-being. So I love, absolutely. Yeah. And so fantastic.
Okay, so here's one of the other things about our formula. We actually have a certain number of photographs that have a particular smile. It's called a Duchenne smile. Okay, so scientifically, there's a particular type of smile, and I'll try to explain to you. So imagine this, your eyes see the smile. Your brain thinks you are smiling. Your brain doesn't actually know that you're not smiling. Just because you see a smile, it's actually the retina in your eyes sending a message up to your brain, to the mirror neurons in your brain, and you actually start to produce these hormones, these messages go to your endocrine system, and all of a sudden you've got more serotonin, dopamine, and oxytocin, neurotransmitters and endorphins being produced by your body. This is spectacularly outstanding. So all you need to do is see a certain number of these Duchenne smiles, which are warm-hearted and full. And you know, see, your heart knows what an honest smile is. And the kicker is that your brain doesn't know it's not you smiling. It assumes you're smiling. And so you get the physical reaction as if you were smiling. Right.
Love that. You know,
correct.
When I do presentations at events, I often start a kind of an icebreaker is have people turn and smile at each other. And one of them is to smile and the other is to try to resist smiling back. It's impossible. No one has ever been able to hold their face in a straight face and not smile back when you give that connected eye contact, warm-hearted, honest, authentic smile. You can't help but smile back. So whether you're really physically smiling or not, when you're looking at these pictures, you feel that inside, you can't help. And that's exactly what you're explaining. And so—
Totally. It's an organic and natural process. Yeah. Quite frankly, you can't not do it, right? The retina in your eyes has processed that photograph. Those messages have been sent to your brain. Your brain is actually communicating with your physiology. It is being transformed, whether you like it or not, right? And so here's the crazy thing. You and I both know, every one of us who's listening to this knows that in the rush, the busyness of modern Western society, very rarely do we come across 1,000 smiles a day. We used to when we lived in villages. We used to when we actually had enough time to pause. We used to smile at ourselves and at nature and quirkiness. We used to as children. And so this is what I need for you all to know. Unless someone physically puts 1,000 smiles in front of your eyes, you can't possibly have your body creating those chemicals. And we wonder why there's chronic disease these days. There's no need to wonder, right? Yeah. And it's so simple, quick and easy. And, you know, technology has allowing us, yeah, or has allowed us already, Positive Prime exists, to change that.
Yeah.
It's, okay, so there are only two aspects. I will tell you, though, something very, very, very a particular technology that is related to a Positive Prime session. So it sits inside something called our Positive Prime player. It's like, I want you to imagine a video player, except this is not a video. It's not a .mp3. It's not a .vid. It's not a, okay, so it's not a video file. What do I mean by that? And why is it so important for you to understand this? Well, we have variable speed. You can speed up the transition of the slides so quickly that your conscious mind can't actually read the words and you feel like you can't grasp the message. But hold up, this is what you need to know. I want you to all imagine that an iceberg is bobbing around in a swimming pool. All righty, so the iceberg represents your consciousness.
We're going to come back and you're going to experience what Kim has to share in just a moment. You're listening to Love Living Life with Marla Williams on Lift Your Spirits Radio. We'll be right back.
Lift Your Spirits with me, Dina Marie, on Whidbey Island. I'll be a tour guide for your spirit and a travel agent for your soul. Retreats include a healing session for your body, your mind, and your spirit. You'll receive a Reiki session plus a chakra reading, experience a labyrinth in the woods, take a walk on the beach, and enjoy downtown Langley with me. Retreats are customized for you or a group of friends. You can visit dina-marie.com to connect with me today. Island time is waiting for you.
Curious about whales in the Pacific Northwest? Orca Network's Langley Whale Center celebrates and shares the lives of gray whales, orcas, and other marine mammals of the Salish Sea. The Langley Whale Center is a project of Orca Network, a nonprofit that is based on Whidbey Island. The Langley Whale Center gives Orca Network the opportunity to have a public presence to share the excitement about the whales and marine mammals who are our neighbors. The Whale Center in Langley gives visitors and residents alike a chance to learn more about the endangered southern resident orcas who visit our area and about the North Puget Sound gray whales, a small, unique population of gray whales who find sustenance in the waters of Saratoga Passage and Possession Sound each March through May. Check out the Orca Network and Langley Whale Center on Facebook for the latest whale sightings, educational programs, and events, or visit orcanetwork.org for more information. You'll be glad you did.
Feeling the need to get away and reconnect with Mother Nature? Located on Whidbey Island, Earth Sanctuary is a peaceful and magical sculpture garden, nature reserve, and retreat center with 2 miles of nature trails, 3 bird-filled ponds, and a variety of powerful sacred spaces, including a labyrinth, stone circles, and medicine wheels. Come and enjoy the wonders of nature and experience personal renewal, spiritual growth, and healing today. Visit earthsanctuary.org or The Earth Sanctuary on Facebook for more information.
Miss a show on KKNW? Check out 1150kknw.com for podcasts of many of our programs. That's 1150kknw.com.
Okay, so welcome back to Love Living Life with Marla Williams as part of Lift Your Spirits Radio. And I'm talking today with Kim Serafini, all the way from Australia at early morning hours. And you, I have to tell you, even though she's up at 4:30 in the morning to do this interview, she is full of light. She is so primed for the positive. She can't help but glow. And it's just a pleasure to be here with her. And now, right before break, we started to talk about, well, I'm going to let you share, Kim. I'm going to let you take them through the process that you were about to start before break.
Okay, so beautiful. Where we were up to was, imagine a swimming pool and an iceberg bobbing around in that swimming pool. And interestingly enough, most of you have seen these images where the conscious mind is the bit above the water and the subconscious mind is the bit under the water. And at the very bottom of the iceberg, deeply submerged, is the unconscious. Well, a long time ago, I actually started to wonder about the nature of the ocean in which the iceberg exists. And I'm not just talking about protecting the environment. That too. Now, I started to imagine a swimming pool that you poured a lot of pink food dye into. And what would happen to the iceberg? Well, the iceberg would actually become pink. Mm-hmm. It would absorb the ocean. So then I started to wonder about the nature of the other than conscious. Some people call it the superconscious. It's beyond conscious. And this is how it relates to positive prime and the speed, the variable speed at which you view a session. You have the option within an experience to watch the transitions of these beautiful flashcards, these slides, very slowly. For the A-type personalities amongst us, including me, because it takes one to know one, we want control. We have this insatiable appetite to be right. It's part of our survival instinct. And so we need to see all of the words and we need to process them calmly. However, the magic happens at speed, because when all of the messages in the experience, when they go into your other than consciousness, your super consciousness, that is actually where the miraculous happens for the way that you actually inform your conscious and your subconscious. I want you to really, really think about this. You are planting seeds in the quantum field, in the matrix, in the gap, in the ocean, when you actually see the transition very quickly at, say, speed 7, 8, 9, or 10, maximum speed. It's going so fast, you can't actually catch it. It's not subliminal. In no way, shape, or form is it subliminal. But at speed, You are actually literally bypassing the parts of your mind that usually reject and resist anything that is unfamiliar. So if being deliriously joyful and cheerful and optimistic and confident and feeling very rich and wealthy and prosperous and like you've got your whole money story under control, if that's foreign to you, if it's unfamiliar, any attempt by you to change yourself will actually not work because you haven't bypassed the part of your brain and mind that prevents it, which is you haven't bypassed the conscious critical judgment factors of your prefrontal cortex such that the messages could go into your other than consciousness, into the ocean, right? And so you cannot get really fast, really positive, effective change that sticks unless you actually use a modern intervention like Positive Prime with this variable speed aspect to the content. Now, let me go one step further, if you'll indulge me, please.
Absolutely.
There's another aspect of our technology, which is one of the reasons why it works. And so, Marley, you mentioned my friend Sean Acor and his magnificent wife, Michelle Gearlam, and the work that they did around the research for the efficacy of Positive Prime. And it was actually because they very generously invited me to include Positive Prime sessions inside their Happiness e-course with Oprah Winfrey Network, right? That's a whole nother story. But we had to actually prove that it really does work. And then we started to understand why and how it really does work. And so there's this extra aspect. It's not just the variable speed. We have something that's called the reshuffle, the randomization. Mm-hmm. Every single time you press play on a program, it actually reorders all 1,000 of these flashcards or these slides. So you see them in a different order. Now, why is this important? Let me just really quickly tell you. Let's say you've been to Paris and you have this affinity for the Eiffel Tower. Choose any other landmark anywhere on the entire planet and we'll get the same drift. Now, let's just say that you also have this incredible connection with your pet. It could be your horse, your cat, your dog. And let's just say you see a photograph of yourself and you see a statement that says, everything is going to be okay. But if you're in a moment where you do not actually believe that because the evidence that's reality for you is everything is not okay. You can't accept that statement unless it's actually linked and you get this emotional context, this literal, it's like a rainbow from that statement to your face, to your pet and to the landmark that gives you a gorgeous memory. Now, let me go one step further.
Yeah.
Let's just say the very next time you view the Positive Prime session, you see that statement, everything is going to be perfectly okay, or you are amazing. And if you don't really feel like you're amazing, like you've got lots of faults and idiosyncrasies and okay, you're not going to buy that. It doesn't matter how many affirmations you say, right? You're smart. You're super smart. And so we don't actually believe the BS. So we need to overcome ourselves. We need to bypass ourselves. We need to actually go around and over ourselves and under ourselves, or the very natural part of ourselves. So if you then see three other photographs that are attached to the statement, those three photographs are different. Imagine it's a sunset that reminds you just how amazing life is. And imagine that it's some smiles. And you've got that Duchenne reaction happening. Mm-hmm. And then imagine that it's a beautiful butterfly. Yeah. You will create new neural pathways with that statement and now six
different
connections.
Visuals. Yeah.
We actually give you neuroplasticity. We give you a repertoire that allows you to be more resourceful and more creative. And so the science proves out that the more that you watch Positive Prime sessions and the more you're reshuffling each and every single one of the pieces of content, you're actually seeing everything that you need to that's going to make you more productive, We actually know from the research, it's going to help you make better decisions faster, more accurate. They do these case studies with doctors and they actually put them under very stressful conditions. They give them these case studies. They negatively prime them or positively prime them. And the negatively primed doctors do not come to accurate diagnoses within the time specified. Positive primed doctors become incredibly exceptional at accurate diagnoses faster. In these case studies, it is, I mean, seriously, I'm talking about something that's life or death, but we don't understand that. And we just live our lives oblivious, but we have control.
I'm taking my phone with positive prime on it to my doctor before he diagnoses me. It's like, here, watch 3 minutes of this, and then we're going to get an accurate diagnosis. I love that. I love that. Yeah. And I love, there's so much science behind what you're doing.
Totally. Do that before meetings.
Yeah.
Right. Or if you've had a really busy moment in your office and everybody's working from home, if they are, you know, do a positive prime session before you go and reintegrate yourself into family life so that you can actually tone yourself down or you can lift yourself up. Right.
And that's such an important thing, because when I was in corporate America and working so hard and pushing myself so hard and stressed a lot, it was hard for me to come down to the level of family and laughter and fun. When I left before, you know, when I came home at the end of the day and I would still stay connected. So I was kind of half in, half out. You're not as in touch of a mom when you can't even get down and engage at the level where your kids are at when they're 2 and 4. You have to be able to get yourself ready. So I love that. Before you leave work, watch a positive prime and get yourself in a good place. Or if you happen to get to ride a bus, you can watch it on your way home. They're on your phone, they're on your iPad, they're on your computer, however you like to use it, you can get to your positive prime. So, wow.
Now, for those who are listening, I just want to interject here with this tiny little request, please. Don't go to positiveprime.com just yet, because Mar has a special gift for you, because she's actually created an exquisite piece of content with us that's very powerful, and you actually receive it as a gift that you can keep forever so that you can positively prime yourself with Marla's wisdom, her suggestions, her insights, and her advice, right? And I would like that for you. I like that for me. I actually enjoy watching Marla's session. And so hang on a little moment, because we're going to give you the instructions for how you're actually going to get that, okay? So beyond that, let's just dive a little more deeply, shall we, into the aspect of the statements that you'll actually notice when you're viewing a positive prime session.
I want to back up for a minute, because you've covered a lot of information. And what I like to try to do is, I think everybody's really connecting with what you're saying. They're understanding the science, but I always like to apply it kind of to real life and to my life as much as possible. And so we've talked about the power of the pictures, the power of the smile, the pace of the picture. So when I first started listening to Positive Prime, before I created my own Positive Prime, which I love my own, I watch it all the time because it speaks to me, because I was a stressed person that became calm and this just puts me in that place. But I think what's important there is that you want the Positive Prime offers, and you might get into this later, but they offer so many different sessions based on how you're feeling. And mine happens to be one that takes stressed people into a calm place. And everybody's got different ones, whether you're in different places. But I think what's important here, you talked about the speed. When I first started watching Positive Prime, and I'm type A, but I've learned to be in a calm place. So when I was watching my Positive Prime fast, it would make my heart race. I would start to actually get stressed by watching it. So I slowed it way down and watched it slowly and really did it. And once I kind of knew what was in there, and I did that for a few months, I was able to speed it up. So now if I don't have a lot of time, I can watch a fast positive prime and I no longer have my heart racing because I kind of know what's in there. Does that make sense to you on why that happened to me? Yeah.
It does, because you're human.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so it's not your fault that you're human.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is what I
just want people
about.
To know. If they start to watch it fast and they feel their heart racing, just slow it down.
I'm going to tell you something really remarkable. Okay. There are new devices that actually measure your brain waves. And we know whether you're in a healthy brain state. And of course, your brain is like 80% of the biological functioning of your body, It consumes 80% of your hydration needs, etc. And so brain health is particularly important. Why am I so interested? You know what? We need another hour or so, Marla, but we talked about stress-related diseases. I'm going to tell you something super, super fast. I actually sit here with a pacemaker in my heart.
Yeah,
I've had surgery. I have a autonomic nervous system dysfunction. And interestingly enough, most people don't know, but 20 years ago, I left the corporate world. I went back and studied osteopathy and exercise physiology. And to cut a long story short, I developed a business in the spa industry, as in Salas Pa Aqua, which is health retreats and beauty salons and day spas. And you get the idea.
Yeah.
And my business
that I like to do and go to.
yeah, definitely international. Yeah. So I had distributorships in India and the Middle East. And anyway, I actually invented what is now known as hot stone massage in the spa industry and in beauty salons and so forth, right? Mm-hmm. And I mean, I literally invented it as a style of treatment. And so I trained thousands and thousands of therapists. Well, why is that really interesting? Well, because I actually didn't create what's called hot stone massage. I created something called lithotherapy, which then emerged later down the track as hot stone massage as it got copied and watered down and everything else like that. Mm-hmm. But we originally started with white marble sculptures that were chilled and black marble sculptures that were heated. Thermotherapy and cryotherapy, heat therapy and cold therapy, thermotherapy and cryotherapy.
Yeah.
And what cold therapy actually is known to do is tone your vagus nerve. So there is vagus or vagal tone exercises that are super important for stressed people. Okay, now follow along with me.
Yep.
Every single thing that you are supposed to do to tone your vagal nerve was something that I did all day, every day, because for 20 years I worked in the spa industry at the very, very top. I would speak at the International Spa Association conferences, etc.
Right.
Well, if I hadn't been the kind of person that understood diaphragmatic breathing and the value of hydration, and I actually didn't have massages and I didn't do cold therapy, mm-hmm. it's highly likely I would have had my 6 near-death experiences where my heart completely stopped and I went unconscious and there was lots of drama.
Yeah.
That may have happened 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so one of the things that I am particularly interested in these days is, why do I have this neurological condition and how is it that I can ensure that I don't actually get worse quickly?
Mm-hmm.
So if it was so severe that it actually physically stopped my heart completely flatline for over 20 seconds and they had this device inside my chest that would measure that, what else was it doing? What was it doing to the other biological systems of my body?
Mm-hmm.
And so what that has made me do is find the latest and greatest researchers on the planet with what's actually happening inside your brain. And so there are devices that you can actually put on that give you very accurate EEGs these days for neurofeedback. And what I can tell you is at the fastest speeds of watching Positive Prime, you drop into the healthiest brain states you can possibly imagine.
Wonderful to know.
Absolutely. It is extraordinary if you're the kind of person who is actually really focused on what must you do to prevent cognitive decline.
Right.
Alzheimer's and dementia is a very, very big thing.
Right.
Chemo brain fog is a very, very big thing.
Yeah.
Baby brain is a very, very, very frustrating thing.
Yeah.
But do you know what? Positive Prime is highly likely to prove out in the research that we're doing to be one of the solutions that
wow.
is quick, easy, affordable, accessible. Like, this is breathtaking and groundbreaking.
And my father has dementia, so I totally love hearing this. And I'm going to have to get some Positive Prime into his life, obviously. So it is a great breaking point. You're listening to Marla Williams at Love Living Life as part of Lift Your Spirits Radio with Kim Serafini from Positive Prime. And we will be right back with our final part of the show. Stay tuned.
Our Energy Matters tip of the week with Dina Marie. I believe the world's a multiverse, and we have many songs that are being played by many different people. And you get to choose what energy you want to be in. So for me, I set my intentions first thing in the morning, count my blessings, and now I'm waking up excited to go to the gym and reading a positive book on the bike, and my life has shifted in the last 3 months. I see more sunsets, I'm around more people that are having more joy in their lives, and the only thing that changed was me, because my song has changed, and I've tuned up my instrument, and I'm playing a song, and my band has gotten to be much more lively. So all you have to do is start your day on a positive note. And if you're watching the news and you're thinking thoughts that bring you down, just change your tune and lift your spirits. That's the Our Energy Matters Tip of the Week with Dina Marie.
Are your medical expenses increasing, but your health is not improving? True Health offers unique services where Kasara empowers clients with intuition, education, and proven resources. Better choices can be made when information is available. Now's the time to visit truehealth.com. That's truhealth.com. And schedule your appointment to achieve your health goals. Your body will thank you.
So are you ready to have a major breakthrough in your life? Marlo Williams, a certified life coach and TLT practitioner, transforms lives, moving her clients from apathy to happiness, from stress to balance, from uncertainty to total confidence, and more. Marlo will help you identify the one breakthrough point you can change to live life in more harmony with your true self. It is life-changing. Sign up for a complimentary session at marlowilliams.net and experience the magic of moving from stuckness into a life you love.
Lift your spirits with us every Friday at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 1150 a.m. KKNW Seattle. We will be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities are guaranteed to lift your spirits. Miss a show? No worries, you can visit 1150kknw.com and click on our archive page, or like Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie on Facebook for upcoming guests and events. To contact me, Dina Marie, visit dina-marie.com. Thank you so much for listening.
Broaden your horizons. You'll be amazed at all the topics we cover on Alternative Talk 1150.
So welcome back to Love Living Life with Marlo Williams as part of Lift Your Spirits Radio. And we're back to talking about dementia and Positive Prime's effect on dementia with Kim Serafini from Positive Prime. Kim, welcome back.
Thank you, Marlo. The most interesting thing that I think I've learned in the last little while is about reminiscence therapy. And as part of our software, we have a personalization function, a customizing, so that you make it actually an experience that is your own. And in fact, it's critical. So we have the ability for everybody who's listening to actually experience Positive Prime for free. And beyond that, you can actually become a subscriber. And subscribers are able to personalize their sessions. But during our trial phase, you can test this out for yourself. So you upload photographs that are meaningful and significant to you. So the photographs need to be meaningful and significant to you. I would say of your family, of the best memories that you have, of things that you are grateful for. I've even taken photographs of gifts that I've been given, because there's this connection. As soon as I see that, I remind myself of how blessed, fortunate, lucky, you know, loved I am, and so forth. And they're all very good processes for my mind to go through. And so what we know is that if people who are experiencing some what we would call cognitive distress, overwhelm, frustration, disappointment, anxiety, and also decline, if you watch a Positive Prime session and it has a lot of your own personal photographs in it, great memories, you actually have these, it's almost like these impulses for lucidity. It's really, really, really important. So I wouldn't, you know, necessarily wait until you're in this situation where it's desperately needed. Yeah. But someone like Marla could actually create a personalized version of a Positive Prime session for her father, and then actually have her father log into his own account and or have a carer do so for him.
Yeah,
and he could actually watch this session, and he would be very gently triggered in actually quite a nice way with all of these images that were interdispersed with the smiles and the nature scenes that are actually of his life, the highlights of his life.
I love that.
Yes, yeah, so beautiful.
Oh, I love so that beautiful. Because I know from the senior center, we have pictures all over his room for memory, right? Of us and that type of thing, as well as, you know, frame pictures and that type of thing, but making it live and real and smiles and the connection and the music. The music's a big part of this. Music lifts people up. It's better for students who are studying, but it's also very good for elderly people to lift them and their spirits, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Marla, there was something you said just a little moment ago that we should circle back around to, and that was, we talked about your session, your session that's available to the public.
Yes.
As a published author, speaker, authority, expert, influencer, right?
Right, right.
We have hundreds of pieces of content or programs on Positive Prime. Mm-hmm. And there is something for everyone. If you need to deal with procrastination, mm-hmm. there's actually a Positive Prime session for that. If you need to deal with grief, there's a Positive Prime session for that. If you need to deal with anxiety, there are sessions for that. If you need to deal with debt, yeah. there are sessions for that. If you need to deal with, and literally you could give me anything and I could tell you, we actually have a Positive Prime session. But what's really interesting for you to know is the Positive Prime sessions have actually been created by some of the most masterful people on the planet. Jack Canfield, for example, the very famous Chicken Soup for the Soul Man and the Success Principles and so forth. He has a great session called The Success Principles, which is a summary of the essence of the messages in his book. And so you watch it as a reinforcement. We create Positive Prime sessions for all sorts of corporate clients so that they can be used in training and development situations, or they can be used in change management situations, reinforcing new vision and values programs and so forth. There's so much application of what it is that we're doing. We've got teachers using Positive Prime in classrooms. Not only does it help to prime students for learning, it reinforces what they are learning, and it's truly remarkable for what it does, particularly with children with special needs. And so I could go on and on and on. I guarantee you, we have had a client who we've created a bespoke personal Positive Prime session for their particular goal, for their audience, you name it, we've done it. Yeah. You know, for a very large, you know, publicly listed travel company, we created sessions for their entire onboarding process. So thousands of these new employees go through this particular experience where they watch a Positive Prime session, and it's all about the company and its ways of working. And so I could go on and on and on. But for us as individuals, what I do is I actually choose a Positive Prime session that is randomized. It's almost like I allow my heart to guide me or my intuition. I go, oh, what do I need today? Click, click, click. And I sometimes even close my eyes and go, I wonder what I'm going to choose, because I have this faith or trust that, you know, quite frankly, this much more powerful source of life, this life force energy is going to choose for me that which is really necessary for me today.
Yeah, what you need. And it does. Yeah. It does show up. You are absolutely 100% correct. Yeah, I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I love that. You talked about the schools. I want to talk about that for a minute, because I think it was an interview you did with someone, and it was, I think, a teacher who did it, and they were younger students, and they might have been special needs. You'll probably remember the show, but she just said it changed her class.
Totally.
You know, she would start her class with that in the morning, and the kids would act differently, would be different. Yeah. It made everything so much better. So if you're a teacher out there, you want to key into Positive Prime. And also on the corporate level, I coach many high-level executives of companies who have started to listen to the Positive Prime and want to share it with their team. And so I'm in process of exploring that, but just knowing, watching a Positive Prime, how much it can lift you up, think what it can do for the productivity of a company. I think there's actually some science studies on productivity related to doing Positive Prime. I think it increases.
There are. Absolutely, there are.
Yeah,
there are. More than 30% increases in productivity. In sales team, we see more than 30% increases, up to 300% increases. There's a lot of other research about being positively primed and promotions. And being positive prime and the recruitment process. We actually have an executive search firm who has all candidates viewing positive prime sessions that are very specific to the C-suite mindset. And they've curated this particular piece with us. And so there's great research that shows bosses somehow, without even understanding why, chose candidates that were positively primed over candidates that were neutral or negative. Yeah. And that's a huge statement. I mean, seriously?
It changes your energy. And everybody's an energy being, and people can read that and people go, oh, energy, that's woo-woo. But in reality, if you walk into a room and somebody feels great, you're drawn to them. If they're negative, you're not. That's their energy that you're feeling. And oh my gosh, doing a positive prime and then to be selected as a candidate. So I coach a lot of people looking for careers. So I'll just coach them to watch Positive Prime before they jump on that interview. Great
Absolutely.
Idea. There you go.
Absolutely. So one thing just before we go, those people who go to Marla's website, and specifically it's, in case you're listening, marlawilliams.net. And then there's a / as we would call it in Australia. You know, one of those, what do you call them in America?
/
Okay, great.
That's what I call it. I don't know.
- prime / So it's Marla, M-A-R-L-A, Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S.net, N-E-T, / positive, the opposite of negative, - prime, as in first, /
I love it.
Positive - prime / Now, one of the things that I really want
and
you
we'll
to take
have
notice,
this on the in. Yeah, if you're listening to this on later, not, you know, if you're picking this up on KKNW's website, there will be a link. We will have a link there for you to follow.
Excellent. Okay, so when you follow through and you begin a trial that's free with Positive Prime, you will actually receive Marla's amazing session. Okay. And you will get to keep that and you'll be able to view that forevermore. During your trial period, you'll be able to do a couple of other things. There's an invite option. All of our members and subscribers, they actually get to invite up to 4 other people. That could be teammates. That could be colleagues. That could be people in your family. That could be people in your sporting team. It could be whatever it is that you like. And you can share Positive Prime with up to 4 other people just inside the one master account. I think it's really important that we go out there and be the change that we wish to see in the world. And as we become more peaceful, and as our minds actually become more peaceful, we become these beacons of peace. We broadcast peace. In fact, Sean Acor's wife, Michelle Gielen, wrote a great book called Broadcasting Happiness. And so I would love for everybody to broadcast this aspect of themselves that is brighter. And when I mean brighter, I actually mean intellectually smarter, brighter as in clever. I also mean brighter in terms of your disposition. So you are more of a joy to be around, and brighter in terms of your optimism about the future and your actual understanding that you are the cause of all that's going to be happening in your future. And it's much easier these days for you to be able to create the future that you want. And so there's a lot of reason to be enthusiastic and optimistic. So be brighter by watching Positive Prime and go out and actually shine your light on the world, right? I love it that Molly, you said that I glow. But allow that glow to be this incredible light that actually is the light that others need. It's the light at their tunnel, the light at the end of their tunnel. You can be it. Yeah. Right. Let's be
it. And Positive Prime can do this for you. I know for a fact. In this world today, between the fear and the anxiety and stuff that has happened with the pandemic, between the pressures of the world wanting to focus on just success and achievement, if you just take those few minutes out a day to step out and prime yourself for the positive, you will have a much more positive experience yourself in that day, and you will have a much better impact on those around you and how you impact them. And that's exactly what you're saying. And I find it to be true. I often, and this was actually a suggestion of yours, I often put the Positive Prime in the background. I have two screens with my computer. I'll have it going in the background on one where I'm not looking at it full time, but I'm seeing it out of the corner of my eye. I'm hearing the music, and it just keeps me primed all day long. So for those of you that do decide to invest in Positive Prime Pass, the free one that you will get free, everybody gets free. But if you do want to do that, it's going to be life-changing. It's life transformation in how you feel, because we ourselves, with there's so much negativity and sickness and craziness going on in the world, it drags us down. We all need that one thing now that's going to pull us up. And Positive Prime is a simple, inexpensive, easy option, and free if you just listen to mine, to get you into that better place. Yeah, you know, I highly recommend the full program because there's so many options depending on what you're facing in life, but there's choices for everybody. There's options for everybody. And, you know, one person at a time, one Positive Prime at a time, Kim and her team are changing the world, in my opinion, because I've been on conference calls with Kim and people that are involved in Positive Prime. And I've got to tell you that it is the most amazing group of people, and you get on those calls and you just feel happy and good. So if you're a business professional out there or own your own business and want to actually create your own Positive Prime, you can look into that as an option too, because I love having my own. I spent a lot of time and energy making sure that I had the right words in there, that I had the music that made, I'm about calming people. So mine was a calming music versus the upbeat that you're hearing going in and out of commercials, which is the happiness one that Kim has produced. But there's thousands of Positive Primes, and they truly can be life-changing and pull you out of that lower part of your brain that keeps you stuck, keeps you in the negative, and takes you to a higher place. It's just, to me, a great invention. And I'm so glad that you spent the time, energy, and believe so much in what you're doing, and that you're getting all the science behind it that's proving all that you're saying is true.
You know, we've got a new research program happening at the University of Technology, Sydney. The lead researcher is a brain-computer interface expert, long story short, but we're actually going through the process right now of examining skin conductance, eye tracking, heart rate variability, and clinical EEG for the reactions of Positive Prime on participants. And it's very rewarding to do this kind of research. And I think we're going to have some quite outstanding outcomes as a result.
Wow.
They're going to lead to future product development. We're already working in the direction towards immersive aspects of Positive Prime. We're already working towards our own future Positive Prime metaverse. I could go on and on and on and on and on, but I won't. All I would love everybody to do is give themselves the gift of viewing Marla's session at the very least. And just sit back, relax, surrender, let go, and allow yourself to really just absorb the love and the intention, the care and the kindness that has gone into her creation, and allow that to infuse you. I promise you, if you just give yourself the chance, you're the winner.
you will notice a difference from the moment you start and how you feel. Even make notes to when you finish watching the free session. You will feel better, more positive, more uplifted, and your day is going to go more smoothly. It's kind of, you're involving that greater source, and it's almost like magic, the synchronicities and the things that will happen. So take time out of your crazy busy day to just stop and rest for a moment. Even if you speed it up and do the 3-minute version, or slow it down and do, I think it goes out to 15 minutes. It doesn't matter. It's not a lot of time. It's worth it to invest it in you. I can't be more grateful that the world has brought us Kim Serafini, and that she has the brilliance and the foresight to see the magic of this and to make it available to people around the world. So it is a gift. There is a free trial, so you can hear more than mine. So follow the link at, again, marlawilliams.net/positive/prime/, or it's also under marlawilliams.net, and then you just go to For You. It's a gift for you, and you will find it. So thank you, everyone, for listening. Again, you're listening to Marla Williams on Love Living Life Radio as part of Lift Your Spirits. And I will be back next month with another great guest. So thank you for being here today. Have a most wonderful day, and go positive prime it.